In today's episode, we're going to talk about how to wow your customers. So make sure you stay tuned to learn more about it. I'm here with my co-host, Eddie.
Wow.
Sounds good. So we're not in a new format today. We actually, what do you call this right here? We're actually organized today.
I don't know about that, but okay.
We're gonna try our best. Okay. So we got a couple of things we want to get started before we get into the podcast. If you haven't already, give us a 5-star review on, you know, any place like Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Please go reach out and do us that. We really appreciate that a lot. Really help us out. I think we have like 14 or 15 right now. If we get to 30, Eddie said he'll give us something special.
Hmm?
Yep. He'll take us on a fishing trip.
Yeah.
Something like that. So hopefully we can go in and get that. Appreciate that. And if you think this podcast can help somebody, please share it to them. And we appreciate you. And also, too, Eddie, hit us up with that ultimate checklist guide.
Oh, the ultimate checklist. I'm pretty sure you guys have I've seen a couple of emails come through already. So I think you got me on that thing now. So, yeah, I see you're asking for it. Ultimate checklist. You're going to want to get this bad boy. It's nice and thick. And the good thing is it's free. So it's got a lot of good information in here. It's going to help you jumpstart or not advance your company and kind of get a second look at, how you can better yourself and get to where you want and get your goals this year. So get the ultimate checklist. I think you just email us, or I'm not sure if we have a link yet.
There's a link there. It'll be a link in the comments.
Okay, the link. Just click that bad boy and then check it out. And then if you have any questions, just give me an Xavier holler.
Okay. Yeah, make sure you check that out. We just added new sections in there, too, as well. We're building this up. There's going to be a book that goes along with this.
It's going to be crazy.
This is the older version.
Yeah, this is the old version. Yeah. You haven't shown me the new one. Oh, I saw the new one, the list, and I was just like, oh, my God.
This is version 6. We're on version, 14 or something like that, or version 106, whatever you call it. But you'll get that in that part. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about how to wow your customers. So I guess the biggest thing we need to really look into is the techniques of how you wow your customers. Me and Eddie are actually working on one right now that we're about to start putting out with the gift cards. Talk about kind of the general strategy on that, Eddie.
Well, so if you don't know that, I'm pretty sure most of you guys out there in the rental industry, you come across a lot of entrepreneurs and you create these what we call bridges and, relationships. So we were at our friend's flower shop over there in Addison. By the way, if you never need some flowers, just holler at J&S Flowers. They're really good. I'm not just saying that because, you know, we have a good relationship, but they did a lot of our family stuff, and they really go out above and beyond to take care of their customers. And in saying that, one of the things is he sends out Starbucks gift cards and also a letter. We were looking at it and we're like, wow, you know, it's pretty good. We might even have that same kind of information what we got because we made our own. And so basically what we do is we send a thank you letter for all our customers that I forgot the dollar amount, but certain dollar amounts. I think it's over 1,000, 2,000 or something like that.
I thought we were going to send all of them.
All of them?
Yeah, every single week.
Oh, man.
Every single week.
We'll see.
You know, we got to do the most.
Yeah, we'll see. But anyways, the idea of it is...
it's because it's slower right now.
Yeah.
I think we're going to do... I think we can decide on that. We're going to do delivery or if we're going to do customer pickups. I think customer pickups would be so much easier because it's so much easier to get the wow factor on there just because... Most people are already kind of price sensitive on there too, and then they get something extra back for free.
Yeah, and they're like, wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because you expect not to get anything and you get something. Just the fact, I don't even think anybody really does that. I mean,
I've never got a gift card.
You're right. You'll probably get just like a. It was a discount code, 10% or something like that. This is something that, like, there's no obligations that they can come back or not, but. This is one of the things is just kind of, I always say these are little tools to plant seeds in your customer's mind. You know what I'm saying? And when I say that, it's just little gestures like these, it means a lot, even though some people may think it's $5. Sometimes you can't even get the good stuff that you want. Yeah, that's right. But, at least it's something. And another thing, it attracts the customers that you want. I think that's the best thing. The customers you don't want, obviously, they're going to be like, whatever, use it and then be gone, which is great because those aren't the ones you want. The ones that you do want, that don't see this, say, wow, I really want to do business with these people because, you know, they're thoughtful enough to send me this gift. And those are the customers you want, because those little mistakes that you will make, those are ones that are more forgiving. And gift card is one thing that we're going to start doing, sending out a little 20, 10.
Yeah, I think based on this, I think that's
what dollar amount.
Yeah, the dollar amount. Yeah. As we move forward, I think once we get past the actual first initial send out,
yeah,
which we're about to wrap that up tomorrow so we can get the start getting sent out, and then we'll start having different levels to it eventually on there. We'll work into our strategy. We're going to start light. So, like, we'll have some type of criteria we sent to right now, I think you were kind of alluding to. And then we'll move from there to eventually, if we can, to get to almost everybody. And then see which because this is going to be a huge test we're going to do. We're going to track every single thing, and we're going to put a video out for you guys to have all the information on there of what we did, how we did it. And so you can be able to do this too as well, and how it worked and how much money we made from it. Because there's two sides of it. There we have the we have the retention play, which is going to be like the 10% back off if you come back.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the wow factor, which is going to be the gift card, which then that allows us to get the 5-star review, hopefully, right there. And we can get more. I think right now we're running at about like 10 to 20%, depending on the week, of how many other reviews that the orders we turn into 5-star reviews. Just, you know how people are on that part. The number has went up since we started getting the person to go through and call them. So we have a person, her name's Sess. She's going through and calling everybody. She's been doing pretty good on that right there.
Way to go, Sess.
So, but we'll start doing this more and kind of building on top of that. This is more of a retention play. It's not so much like you need to have some type of customer before you start doing this.
Yeah.
So, like,
you know, or start building up, you know, and even like you don't have to give like actually something that you have to invest money into, because you might not get that return. Right now, we were able to do that. You know, even like little things, like you can even get, I don't know, maybe you can give away the free delivery like we did in the beginning. It's a wow factor, but unfortunately, the only bad part is you'll just get a big crowd of people that just don't want to pay hardly anything. So
yeah,
you might want to like inch away from them as you grow, because they're not going to want to go with you when your price increases.
Yeah. So you really need to understand your customers. And like, I remember me and you talked about specifically, we were like, so like, remember I brought up saying, and we were like, so what gift card we're going to get? Amazon, Dutch Bros. And then you were like, everybody loves Starbucks, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Those little things. And understanding. So whatever you do choose to give them, it needs to be something relevant to them.
And if they don't like Starbucks, they know somebody that likes Starbucks.
Yeah.
And then just the fact that, and you know, just the fact that they got something that is going to be, it's kind of like, I don't know, your birthday or girls say Christmas or whatever. You know, when you get older, you're like, I don't expect anything. But when you do get something, you're like, wow, I got something. And, you know, it brings a joy to you for a short minute of time.
Because like, another thing I want to talk about too is like we're building a relationship with customers. Mm-hmm. We're doing this on multiple different steps. We have our inside sales teams, which is talking to them, walking through their events, getting as much information they can, helping them out in every way we possibly can. We have like charts that we made for seating and stuff like that. We give away a lot of little things to kind of help out.
Yeah.
And we kind of really focus on convenience and replying to people at all times. Like, we had a message, I think I sent it to you, where the customer was kind of wild that, you know, I think she messaged at like midnight. It was something crazy, and we had somebody respond back to her, and it wasn't us either too. So it's like, it's not even like, we don't even ask people to do this. No, not team. We don't expect no one on the team to work.
They just like, I don't know. They got like a phone and a little reminder. They're like, okay, let me get on there.
Yeah, you know, I think just when they're doing stuff, they see it and they just hop on it, and you see different people kind of do that.
Yeah,
I've been really happy with that, and I've been seeing also too, like Eddie's sister came back, and she's starting to get into the environment too, because it just is good to see the team starting to come together. And I think that allows us to be able to understand the customer, understand what they want. We all talk to them, and we want them to have the best experience as possible. And it's really going past the extra mile on there. So another thing, Eddie, like, tell me about how are we creating memorable experiences?
Memorable experiences?
Yeah.
I mean.
Or what's the practical ways that we do it? I know we do a lot with convenience and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I think we do a lot of things. I mean, you've already mentioned quite a bit. Like we go a lot of we go the extra mile a lot of times.
Like just, delivering early.
I mean, yeah, delivering early. I'm just thinking because there's so many, and I'm just like, well, then that's one thing with people. Every person like thinks differently. So some things that might not matter to one is like the world to other. That's one thing that I've realized is kind of like. I kind of get like a feel for the person and like I don't know, I don't think they like tell you their life story to you, but like some people are just like lonely people too, like just the fact like there's sometimes I'm there and a customer will come in there and they're trying to load up and I'm like I'm helping them and then just asking them how just little things like I know everyone's like oh that's nothing but just ask them how their day is and what kind of event they're going to have. People like to talk. Especially about stuff that's important to them. So, you know, most likely this party is very important to them. So just hearing them out, I think that's a big thing, even though it may not seem like a big thing. But listening to people talk about their event that they're so excited to have or their birthday party that's been scraping up money. You know, some people that rent from us or do customer pickups, you know, they don't have a lot of money because they're price sensitive. But just listening to them and you know, they're so proud that they're able to throw these events. I think it's a wow moment because those customers, believe it or not, are the ones that come back just because of the fact that you listened to them or sounded interested. Yeah. So that's one thing that I'd say. Another thing, I know Kobe goes out there and he does all sorts of stuff for customers.
yeah, make sure it gets done.
Yeah. Yeah, make sure it gets done. But like sometimes he'll bend over backwards to get the job done. And you know, the fact that he does the things, even though sometimes we're not supposed to be doing those things, you know, in the contract it says that, but sometimes he'll bend the rules and he'll help them out and the customers are appreciative of that. And, you know, we've made a lot of return customers on just, you know, going above and beyond in those aspects.
Yeah. I think the big thing is like our, what do you call it? So we're only supposed to deliver 25 feet, but if you notice, every single delivery you're going to do is going to be over 25 feet. Now, we have a limit. We're not going to deliver 100 feet, but we'll get to 25. We'll even go over it a lot of times. Like, majority of times, pretty sure all of the time we're going over it. So when people see that, too, it's like we set the expectation here, and then we always surpass it here on there, specifically on the smaller items as well. Like, if grandma's coming out, grandma's not about to bring, you know, four round tables to the back somewhere where she needs it at. But we'll take care of her and stuff like that. The only time we see when people try to take advantage of us when they're doing it, when we're going to a stadium to pick up out a dog, and then they have all the safari chairs on the floor in the middle of the stadium, something like that. That's when things get a little crazy right there. But I think like we set an expectation and we try to go a little bit above it, because realistically we have a 25 feet and people sign for 25 feet. Mm-hmm. But if you can't park in the driveway or something like that, that's more, your 25 feet is already eaten up.
Yeah.
So like we always try to go to the gate. We try to make it where we can get to it. And a lot of time, this is how our guys go ahead and get you know, do tips and stuff, is by doing a little bit extra on there.
Yeah.
One time we really care if it's like it goes too far. Like, you know, you got to go to the back, turn the corner, go up a hill, up there, and then they said set everything up right here on stuff. But it's like that. But really, yeah. I think kind of that goes by like really wowing the customer is understanding for them to understand expectation, what you're going to do, mm-hmm. and then doing more than that.
Yeah.
That's basically what we kind of been doing. And like, what do you say some ways that we've been, like, building trust from the beginning?
Actually, and I was thinking about this one when you were talking. But one of the building trust and wowing, I think, is really one thing that we've done very well, and we're getting better at, is just the communication part. Like, from the point of when we answer the phone to where they get the quote, all those, like, we're always touching the customer. And I think that's really our changing factor that customers are really like, wow, like just the communication part has been A1, and we're getting a lot better. I think we even have an online chat that we're getting that thing tuned down, because like one thing that we notice is people, if you don't answer in like 3 minutes or so, then they're gone.
Yeah,
they want something fast.
Yeah.
But like even that, I think that's one thing that we are really, really, really good at, and it's touching the customer very fast. Then it's like a whole flow of the process from making the sale to touching the customer to setting the expectation, what's going to happen, to calling ahead of time, giving them kind of an ETA, and then, you know, giving them a call and let them know when we're going to be picking up. All those things, I think it's a big wow factor, because it's kind of like, it's like painting a picture of the customer, and they know what they know what's coming, or, you know, what to expect, and they're more at ease versus not knowing anything, or, you know, you said this or I thought this. There's no misunderstandings, because we do so much talking with the customer, texts, yeah, emails, calls. But I think that's a big wow factor of our company.
It's funny that you said that, because I just remembered we have been tracking the our ETA, so we can start giving estimated times. Because as you guys probably know, customers want to know when the stuff comes. They already ask, hey, what time is the stuff going to be around? Can you give me an ETA or something like that?
Yeah.
So we've been tracking internally so we can give smaller windows, even when people technically haven't paid for the windows, but technically we can get smaller windows on the day of. And we've been going through it, and I've been seeing that we probably get like 70% sometimes right. Yesterday we got none of them right. Everything was delivered earlier than we thought said it was going to be delivered on a list. We're not telling the customers this.
Yeah.
But it's something we're doing internally to be able to
fine-tune it and get it good.
Yeah, get it down so we can be able to do it, so we can give some type of windows, because we see that's what the customers want and stuff like that. Because the windows that we have now are from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. regular thing. They'll come any time between there. If you want to pay for a specific window, it costs more, like $200-something extra for each window time you do it, if it's pickup and delivery. Now, we're still going to offer those so you can get exactly the time frame you want.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who get the ETAs can't choose the times, but we can give them more of a heads up so they can understand where we want to be. Because we see, like, a lot of customers just want to know for whatever reason exactly. But they just want to know. Maybe they want to be home. I think it's just part of the touch of the service. And even though it's something that technically, like, we – because you can get caught up on this stuff. You know, and we've got caught in the past by agreeing and stuff, and you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I think if we can fine-tune this, and we can get the system down, and we'll share the data with you guys and make sure that, you know, how everything goes. But our goal is to get some type of window to a person that we can actually do in, like, at least a 99 percentile, you know, for the most time. We have a lot of data more to go. I think we've only run through, like, maybe 40 or 50 orders through it, or 40, 50 stops. We'll have today, we have more. And then we just got to keep building that data up and see where we go from there on there. So I guess the next one to me is, what is it, leveraging technologies? So we do a couple of things on this right here. We do this one thing. It's not so much to wow the customers, but it's the test, to do the temperature test.
Mm-hmm.
We have an automatic, this is basically built off of what Eddie worked at Ford Motor Company on there. It's built off of what he used to do. But we just kind of automated. We do a temperature test. We asked them how their rent was, how did everything go, did we meet the expectations, just so we can shift the customers to the right area they need to go to. So the customers who are, you know, who didn't have a good experience, the few that comes to, we shift them over to our success team member. She works with them, trying to figure out a solution that works for them. Everybody else, we shift over to getting reviews on there. Now, we think that we've basically been working on the extra part Eddie's talked about, was going through and doing the follow-up and calling all of these people. And going through and calling everybody who said they're going to give us a review, and then through text messages or emails or whatever, and then trying to get all of those. Because if we got all of those, we'll basically double the amount of reviews we get if we just get the people that who said they're going to review back a review.
Yeah, and I think we even talked with our management team that is we're gonna start implementing like kind of paying our employees to see if we can get those reviews. Cause like one thing, like I'll tell you, I said the story before, but people, you know, will say, yeah, I'll do whatever, you know, I'll give you a review, and then they'll never do it. But one thing is persistence pays off. Or if you're in front of them and you say, hey, it takes less than 2 minutes, can you do the review real quick? And they'll do it right then and there. But unfortunately, most of our people are over the phone. But if we put an incentive to our team to go hunt it and get it, I guarantee we're gonna get a huge increase, and that's one thing that we're gonna start putting forward.
Yeah, because this year we're trying to get well over 1,000. If we can pull in over 1,000 of them, that'd be great. I think right now we have like a total of around like 600 and something over all everything. But we're just trying to create so much distance between the next person that it's like unreasonable for them to want to work with us on there. And you just gave me an idea, like we need to find some way. And maybe we can just put this in a thing and grade everybody off of it.
Mm-hmm.
From the warehouse team, when people are coming to pick up, like, what's one way we can wow them somehow on there? And on there. And I was thinking on there, like, how can we do that? So when they come back, you know, we can do something. Like, maybe we already have their stuff ready for them. We can know them by name. I wish we can almost have, like, a photo of them. And maybe we need to get what type of vehicle they're going to have so we can already be ready.
Yeah. And well, that's one thing that I think we're doing right now is we're asking the customer, hey, what time are you coming? Because their warehouse team is, like, prepping all their stuff and has it and has their name on it. And that way we get faster, like, load-up times. There isn't nothing to have to pick or pull or anything like that.
Yeah.
We've been doing that pretty good since we got some times when the customer's going to come. This is ETAs.
Yeah. And then in the warehouse, when we get the new warehouse, you're going to have, like, you can just go ahead at the beginning of the week, go ahead and put everything where it needs to be at.
But, yeah, I think that's going to be key. I like that we're calling the customer by the name, especially when they pull up and you have an ETA time and you say, are you so-and-so?
Yeah.
Wow. Yes, I am. I've been expecting you.
And we should probably get some more information on the customers, too, and patch it in so we can have, like, what type of event they're having, whose event for, maybe some important information, get the team to dig a little more for it, or the success team, so we can have, you know, more general conversation with them.
Yeah.
And most of our people, let's be honest, most of the people who talk to people like to talk to people. Yeah. Like, you know, Kobe.
Yeah,
you
exactly. I know.
Kobe and Delilah, they know, they're going to
– they love to talk.
Yeah, they're going
to
talk. They're going to talk it up. Yeah. So, and then when they come back, we can be like – hey, since we have a manager on duty, we can be like, well, you know, hey, I'm so-and-so general manager or whatever of this area right here. Hey, how did your experience go? You know, everything goes well. If not, we have some system to take care of it really quick. But if did on the pickups, we can be like, hey, could you please give me a review? And then we can do the same thing that you used to do when the customers come pick their vehicles up. And we can do that. And then we can pass who they did that to, and we can have the team follow up on it and stuff. So we can get that personal touch and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then we just do a rating from the managers to get some type of – based on their commissions later on. Yeah. And then we can do some type of score on there.
Y'all getting some exclusive stuff here. We're just making some ideas and coming up. We do this all the time. But this is the stuff that we bring to y'all guys, just this information to kind of get y'all to better your company's – whole experience, especially with this, like I said, the wow factor is a big thing. If you wow one person, they start to talk, and then you don't have to run so many ads. It can start growing organically. Word of mouth is a big thing.
Yeah. Well, I hope you guys take this information, and you can use it in your business. If you need any help or anything, you want the ultimate checklist, guys, check us out below. Also, check out the affiliate links that we have down in the descriptions. Really help support the channel so we can put out more good information. We have some more products and stuff that's going to be coming out. Like, we have some contracts you can get. All this stuff right here we're going to be working on getting as well. And if you need anything else. Also, too, if you're looking to talk to us, you want to do some consulting, or you want us to look at some stuff that you're doing, or you just want to talk whatever about the rental industry, please check out the links below and get a book a day on our calendar so we can get that taken care of. Also, again, it's very important. Like, we do these content for free. We don't technically get, now that we get a bunch for this right here, please like, share, review this right here. Pass this to somebody who need this. Pass this forward so we can keep getting more information. And we love to talk to you guys, not even just on the consulting side. We talk to people every single day. We love learning from you guys, because a lot of times we might be doing something and you might be doing something, because everybody's doing something very well. And we want to hear about that and you know, tell us. Reach out to us in the comments and stuff. And we appreciate everybody watching us on YouTube. If you didn't know, we have a YouTube, so go over there and subscribe. It's been growing on there. I've been surprised. You know, usually it takes a long time, but I think we'll do very well this year. But other than that, thank you guys for listening and watching, wherever you're listening at. I'm Xavier Kelly.
And I'm Eddie Salcedo.
And we'll see you on the next one.
On the next one, see you.
Wow.